So we're just going to relax. Relax and breathe. Just becoming conscious of being right here, right now, in this moment. Letting go of the getting here and just being here now. Allowing ourselves some space. Not being in such a hurry. Just carving out some time for ourselves to be at peace. To be at ease. To remember that everything always works out for us. Abraham reminds us that we endlessly have connection to our inner being, what they sometimes call the larger part of ourselves, the eternal infinite part. And so as we breathe and relax, we allow ourselves to align with that peace and grace and harmony that ever exists underneath all of the activity. Sometimes all of what we call chaos. But under it all, there is this grounding space that is filled with calm and serenity, tranquility, and ease. So we just spend a little time and sink into the ease. And take a moment just to notice what ease feels like to you. Does it have a temperature? Is it warm or cool? Does it have a color? Does it have a scent? You're noticing what peace feels like in this moment. Does it have a texture? Does peace have a memory associated with it? A time or a place when you felt particularly at ease. If you change the word to serenity, does it have a different memory? Or a different color, or a different scent. Notice what serenity feels like, looks like. Change the word to home, does it still feel peaceful? For me, home is a synonym for sanctuary. It's a place where I feel secure, safe and serene. See what home feels like to you. In the DVD called Clarity from Abraham Hicks that we've been watching lately, Abraham talked about conjuring a feeling. We've just been experimenting with conjuring the feeling of ease or peace or serenity. Now let's try another group of words. Let's see if we can conjure the feeling of interest. It's a more cerebral idea. So think about what it's like when something captures your interest. What does it feel like to be interested? Might call it fascination or intrigued. What's it like when you're intrigued by something? What does it do to your energy? When I just said the word, my energy spiked. Obviously, intrigued is a good word for me. You could use interested or I even like the word spellbound better. Have you ever been spellbound by something? Captured. When your focus is captured by something incredible. What does that feel like to you? And there's something that just resonates with you so much that you want to focus there completely. And you allow yourself to follow that path, to take those steps, to spend more time. Abraham says that spending 17 seconds on a pure thought brings another thought like it. And as you spend more time with that thought and more time, 17 plus 17 plus 17 to 64 seconds is the combustion point of thought when things begin to manifest. And one of the first things to manifest is a feeling. And so we learn to focus. We learn to follow those things that capture our interest. Because they're little signposts from our inner being that says, come this way. Look over here. Isn't this interesting? Isn't this fun? And before we know it, if we follow those signposts, we discover that interest turns to intrigue, turns to spellbound. and we are fascinated by a subject or an activity or a person or an event. It happens in either direction. It could be a positive thing that makes us feel better and better and better. It could be something that we don't want, that we build momentum by our attention to it. So as we follow Abraham's advice and we make feeling good our highest priority, we begin to notice when we don't feel as good, when we slide into criticism or judgment, fear or anxiety or anger. And when those negative emotions come up, it means that we're disagreeing with our inner being and our opinion on a subject. It's that simple. And even though it's simple, it isn't always easy to shift those emotions. But it gets easier and easier as we get more and more sensitive to the subtle negative emotions. Much easier to turn them when they're subtle than when the momentum builds. When we begin to follow our emotions rather than our thoughts, life becomes simpler. The analogy that Abraham gave once that I just loved was that the thoughts are like the rim of a large wheel, and the emotions are the hub. If we try to watch our thoughts, they move really quickly. Thousands of thoughts, one after another. But because of law of attraction, the emotions accumulate, the thoughts accumulate into emotions. And we can capture and shift the emotion much more easily and use law of attraction to bring us more pleasant thoughts. More easy thoughts, more comfort, more peace, more serenity. And as we slow the train down to comfort and peace and ease, we can then turn it more easily toward interest and fascination. More recently, Abraham's been talking about focusing on emotion as going general, rather than address the subject, address the emotion generated when you think about the subject. And it's much easier to shift. Because when you're in the midst of a particular emotion, you attract everything related to that emotion. Experiences, demonstrations, examples, and also thoughts, encounters, rendezvous. So becoming adept at emotion and conjuring new emotions, different feelings, becomes a masterful, precious skill to have, and a powerful use of time in meditation or contemplation. To just slow down all the activity in our brain and center our attention on our hearts. One very powerful way to do that is just to put your hand on the center of your chest. And feel what you feel. In this moment, what you're feeling could be anywhere on the map. Could be irritation or bliss. Could be anxiety or peace. For it's entirely related to your relationship in this moment with your inner being and how you're viewing whatever you're thinking about. But whether it's a positive emotion or not, it's evidence of the presence of your inner being's endless attention to you. For you are truly loved. There is never a moment when your inner being isn't attending to you, giving you feedback, giving you guidance. Helping you in your life. If you just understand the help. So we breathe and relax as we focus on our hearts. And I invite you to see if you can connect with the feeling of being loved. Perhaps you're already intimately familiar with being loved by Source. And if you are, that's wonderful. But maybe it's easier for you to connect with being loved by a child or a puppy or a kitten. A friend of mine had a Yorkie puppy that I only met once, but that puppy licked my nose, and I felt fabulous. Moment of being loved. Moment of deep connection. Maybe it was meeting loving eyes. Maybe even a moment of self-love when you looked at the mirror and saw into the depth of your own soul. Maybe you've gazed upon a still animal, making eye contact with a deer in the woods close up was really powerful for me one time. We have such a remarkable ability to experience and transmit and receive love. We are here to love. We are here to be loved. We are here to be love itself. So see if you can connect with the feeling of being loved. See if it has a temperature, a color, or a memory associated with it. Just connecting with the opportunity to love. Opening to receive love. Abraham said on the CD or the DVD we were watching, that The feeling of opening our hearts is not our heart opening. It's our stopping our hearts from being open. It's taking down the wall that keeps the open heart from receiving and giving. For we are born with open hearts. And they suggested looking at animals. That's why we feel such love, an unconditional love from our dogs and our cats. Because their hearts are naturally open and they've never barricaded them. But as we connect in meditation with our inner beings, we are so safe. It is a safe, secure place to let down the barriers, to throw open the gates, and allow the love that's ever there to come in. Just feeling the love. And if you can, imagine yourself filling with all of this love until it spills over. And you just have to find some place to send it. And think of some place wonderful to send love. Some place that's easy. Abraham says, don't choose the hardest place, choose the easiest place. Let it be easy. Love someone or something wonderful. And notice if there's a temperature, a color, or a memory to the love you're sending out. So natural for us to love. And as we become childlike again in our willingness to love and be loved, miracles happen, doors open, people and experiences turn up, and we are incredibly blessed. Opportunities to love show up. But we can start with the feeling. We can conjure the feeling. Let ourselves feel loved and loving. And when we conquer loved and loving, it's much easier to become aware just how lovable we are. For what's more lovable than loving and being loved? Having an open heart. Being free in our giving and receiving of that magnificent gift of love. As we become aware that we are lovable, it becomes easier and easier to love ourselves. Abraham talked about that in the workshop yesterday. They said, most of us as children stop listening to our inner beings and start listening to the people around us about what we should do. And we take our guidance from the outside rather than the inside. So as we begin to practice love, to practice peace, to practice ease, to practice interest, and focus generally on the feelings, we become more aware that we are worthy, we are valuable, We are lovable. We are beautiful. We are free. We are clear. We are powerful. We are blessed. It is so good to know who we truly are. To let that knowing sink deeply into our being. Abraham recently called that the space of healing and ease. When we just let our love flow and our bodies relax. And so I invite you to just relax and breathe again. As we come to the end of the time for this meditation, we're just going to gently find this present place, breathing deeply and moving gently, maybe stretching our shoulders or wrinkling our noses or wiggling our ears or whatever it is that we do that make us smile. We can find the ease and know that all is well. And we do give thanks for this time and this ease and the opportunity to conjure feelings. Life is good. And we know it, and so it is.